It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jimmy Butler is back in Miami.
Andrew Wiggins revenge game.
There he comes.
Am I right?
There
who scores
comes.
More tonight?
You know
Wiggins
what?
Or Butler?
Probably Wiggins. Probably Wiggins. Jimmy's going to all around the world the same
yeah.
song. Now, Jimmy's going to try to triple-double. Yeah.
Man.
He could try to triple-double. Wiggins been on a heater. He's 30-plus two games in a row.
Right, which means he's due for a classic 4 of 11.
Do you know? And in fact, I think, let me check Underdog.
Yep.
Because Wiggins, I went lower because you're right.
It's got to be like 18.5
well,
for Wiggins.
Wiggins is at 28.5 PRA. Points, rebounds, assists, 28.5.
Well, he doesn't do a lot of A.
He doesn't. And yeah, they beg him to do R.
He can,
but
he'd rather not.
But he don't.
Yeah.
And then when I see a number like that, I'm like, oh, Underdog knows. Because the average fan's like, wait a minute, he scored 42, and the night before that, 30? He's going to score more than 28.5 points. I don't even need to worry about the R's and the A's. Like, why is that number so low? Because you've watched Andrew play. And the Warriors are going to lock him up, and he's going to score about 14 points tonight.
That's it'll be a classic 14-4-4.
That phrase that you just uttered is one of the funniest ones I've ever heard. Andrew Wiggins' revenge game. Is there any athlete in history that less fits the idea of a revenge game than Andrew Wiggins? Honestly, I don't even like, we're not going to go too deep into Wiggins today, but does anybody have any opinions at all about Andrew Wiggins ever? Have you ever seen someone spend 6 years somewhere, win a championship, and then leave, and literally no one knows what to say? They're just like, bye? Thanks?
Could there be a less vengeful athlete
exactly.
in sports?
I mean,
no disrespect.
No but disrespect.
I don't think that he's right now stewing in Miami thinking, I'm going to pay these guys back. I'm going to show all of them. My teammates who I won a title with. I'm going to stick it to Steve Kerr, who stood by me for 5 years.
No, like his entire vibe tonight is the Warriors will walk in the arena and he'll be like, hey, that's it.
When Steve said there's going to be hugs aplenty and like all of it,
yeah.
right?
Hey, Wiggy.
I know.
I mean, Andrew Wiggins' revenge game in and of itself is hysterical. But let's get to buckets, okay? Let's get to Jimmy Butler. We've been waiting for this one. And it's kind of a silly conversation, the whole like, well, Jimmy says it's just any other game. Of course, it's not any other game. But who does that? Who sits in front of the media and goes, yeah, I want those dogs. I'm about to show Tyler Hero a thing or two. Tyler Hero has a dog? Are you kidding me? I'm going to lock him up. He's not even going to score 2 points. Watch this, mofos. Who would do? No one does a press conference like that. I promise you that that's what Jimmy's thinking. I promise you it's why Steph Curry flew halfway across the country in order to be there today. I can't promise you that Steph Curry's going to play, but I'm pretty sure Steph Curry's going to play. Like, this is a monster, monster thing. And I just want to come at it from this angle. You know, I've sat and I've listened because we don't know Jimmy Butler as well as the next city. A lot of cities have a lot to say about Jimmy Butler. And of all the sports villains out there, those who implode everywhere they go, those who cause problems, those who never have teammates who get along with them, those who have a short sustainability life, all of these things in sports. I've listened to what everyone has to say about Jimmy Butler, and you know what I've come up with? Nothing. Nothing. I'm not here to say that I was there or that he's perfect. I can't find this awful thing that he's done. And so my stress level as far as Jimmy now and Jimmy into the future is at a zero. It's at a complete zero.
My stress level is probably the same. And I just laid it out during the crossover where the three things that I think that Jimmy would be most concerned about, and just based on the Anthony Slater report, which was so good in The Athletic, and don't miss Slates tomorrow with the two Joes on the morning roast. Tomorrow he'll do his normal Friday appearance. And, you know, Jimmy, from what I'm gleaning, he wants to win more than anything else. And this team has won, and he feels like they have a good chance to win. Jimmy wants to be able to be himself and do what he needs to do to get ready to compete. And the Warriors have clearly said, yeah, Jimmy, do your thing. And he left Brooklyn and went right to Miami because he hadn't seen his blanking kids since the trade. And so he wanted to get his kids and bring them, collect them and bring them out and try to handle family business. And the Warriors are like, great. And the other thing that Jimmy clearly wants, and he hasn't spoken to it, many athletes don't, he wanted that money. He wanted that extension.
Oh.
And Mike Dunleavy, his former teammate, went to ownership here and said, yeah, we need to give him his money. He's paid. He has freedom. He has a competitive environment. I don't know what else Jimmy would or will want, so I'm with you, Mark.
Right, and then let's take that a step further. Everyone goes, oh, well, he wanted to get paid. And I think for a while there was like this negative vibe behind that, like it was selfish. Oh, Jimmy wanted a big old contract. Anybody want to make the argument that he doesn't deserve it? Now that you've watched him play, would anybody like to stand up and be like, Warriors totally overpaid? If I'm Jimmy Butler, yes, that's exactly what you do. It's exactly what you do. I love it when people look at a sports relationship and they go, dude, you have got to honor the contract you signed. But you never say that to an owner. Ever.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
ever. Did anyone yell at the Niners for not honoring Deebo Samuel's contract? Does anyone have anything to say about Leonard Floyd getting cut? Nobody has anything to say about that. They only get mad when the player who has a year to go and has tons of leverage, they only get mad when the player, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, comes out and says, no, you need to put a backbone in the contract that I have because I'm an athlete and I'm going to put my body on the line and I'm elite. And so you need to pay for that because that's what I'm worth and that's what others out there are willing to pay me. So you need to do that. And then when Pat Riley's like, no, then we get mad at Jimmy for bucking. Oh, because you won't honor the cut. He blew up the locker room, said Ira Winderman. No, he didn't.
They went 8-9 in the games until he got traded. The games that he missed after he blew up the locker room, they played better ball than they have since he left. They went 8-9 without Jimmy in the first 17. Then he got traded, and since then, they have lost 10 of 11.
Yeah.
So you could say that he blew it up to where it was no longer recognizable.
Well, I think he was referring to earlier in the year. He sort of stated that he ruined the season with the way he handled the beginning. And I guess my question is just how come we never talk to the owners about this? There's a disagreement, and it's only on the player to, quote, honor the contract. But we never ask the owner to do the same. That's all. And so, like, will you all be mad at Fred Warner in 6 weeks if he doesn't show up to OTAs because he's like, hey, Niners, you better put a backbone in that contract? And if the Niners don't do it, are we going to scream that Fred Warner is not honoring the contract? And by the way, I guess we will. That's what I heard people do to Trent Williams last year. Like, I don't know, man. It's just a head-scratcher to me that that's always the player's fault.
Little different in football than basketball.
A little bit,
football's
yes.
Not guaranteed. And in basketball, you know, Jimmy Butler has a unique opportunity to create his own future more than Trent Williams does. Trent's a little bit different because he's a veteran, and he's a guy who absolutely is a needed commodity where you're not just going to cut Trent Williams in that spot, but, you know, a player like Brandon Ayuk is a good example where he holds out for every last dollar. He plays not well. He gets hurt, and now they're talking about trading him
right before
April 1st because they want to maybe get out from underneath his money.
Sounds like probably not, by the way. But anyway, Russini had a report on it today. She said it doesn't sound like reality, but could be wrong.
You just never know.
You don't know.
Depends on how much Jed York wants to get out from underneath the $110 million that they still owe him. But the idea about a Jimmy Butler revenge game, I've looked into the numbers, and I'll share some of those results with you on the other side because this would now be his fourth game in a revenge spot. Because he was in Chicago, and then he went to Minnesota. He was in Minnesota. He went to Philly. He was in Philly. He went to Miami. He was in Miami. He went to Golden State, and now he's going back to Miami. So this will be the fourth time he has a revenge game.
Well, you get to a certain point in the league where half your games are revenge games. You're talking about the first time on the road.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not talking about Ish Smith, who's played for 13 teams.
Have you looked at how he's performed in those games in the past?
Yeah, exactly.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have him right here, right in front of me.
You don't have to give the numbers yet, but good or bad?
One good and two bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I'm expecting really good things from him tonight. I'm expecting a very, very focused and heady Jimmy Butler tonight. I'm not expecting 30 points.
Okay.
I'm expecting Jimmy and all of his great decisions and unlocking of teammates to be on full display all night long. That's kind of what I'm expecting in this one.
Okay. I mean, it's fair to expect that. And the history of Jimmy Butler would indicate that it hasn't always gone that way.
I took his underdog over for PRA is 34.5. I went higher.
Okay.
34.5. Points, rebounds, assists. Add them all together. You like?
It depends on if Steph plays. If Steph doesn't play, I like it less because the P without Steph is he's going to be 20-plus if Steph doesn't play.
And that's
if Steph does play,
that's good.
Right.
You're saying you like it less if he does or doesn't play?
I like it less if Steph plays.
Oh.
Because the points go way down to me.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I mean,
assists, though, yeah,
should go up, and yeah, the rebounds are kind of fleeting. Like, Pods gets 7 or 8 rebounds a game just because he's in there and he wants it. Kuminga jumps out of the gym and he gets 4 rebounds a game.
Grandy, what's your best guess on when we're going to hear about Steph? I know that the NBA puts another report out here in 3 minutes, but it's probably not going to be that.
I mean, this feels like one where he tests it out pregame and they see how he feels.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we say that because I would bet that breaking news is probably going to happen here within the hour or less.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.